It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time is 6 o'clock. Today is Friday, the 17th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, we've got some light snow and 33 degrees.
And the snow causing terrible traffic between Bountiful and Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
It's the weather that tops our news this hour. Heavy rain and snow will disrupt the morning commute. Closings and delays have already been announced.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Mary?
Amanda, it's been pounding the canyons and mountains and moved into the valleys and downtown within the last half hour or so. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says it's a lot of snow coming down in a short window.
The timing, just about now through the morning. All right, so by later this morning, this storm is out of the picture and we'll actually get some clearing afternoon.
The valley should get 1 to 3 inches, the benches 2 to 5, the mountains 6 to 12 inches. Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik live on the scene near Vivint Arena. John?
Yeah, Mary, sitting outside the home of the Jazz here in downtown Salt Lake, you really get a feel for how this is impacting people's morning commutes. This stuff is really coming down hard, but maybe most importantly, it's heavy and it's wet. That means it's sticking to everything, making the roads and especially the sidewalks treacherous. Also, until sunrise, this is making visibility less than ideal, so I think it's safe to say take it slow and add a significant amount of time to whenever you might normally leave the house. Just a few moments ago, I saw a group of people get off the tracks and a few had plastic ponchos on over their normal winter clothes. Maybe not the worst idea on a morning like this. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
We're getting word of some school delays this morning as well.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest. Dan?
And Amanda, updated information now from Alpine District. They plan to start on time. They had issued an advisory for a two-hour delay yesterday, but now they're saying there's no delayed opening. South Summit High School and middle schools will start at 9 a.m., elementary schools at 10. Other counties still waiting to make a decision. Ogden District will have a normal schedule, but nobody's marked tardy. State employees don't have to work until 10 a.m., but courthouse employees will be expected to show up on time. Salt Lake City offices won't open until 10. Salt Lake City libraries won't open until 11. Live, I'm Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
The mayor of Roy says he's meeting today with the manager of the Ogden Airport to talk about all these deadly plane crashes. There have been 5 crashes in under 4 years in that area. The police chief says it's clear there's a safety problem. The city is looking to work with Ogden leaders and federal investigators to get to the bottom of any issues.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg will hold a campaign event in Salt Lake City tomorrow. Bloomberg will appear at Impact Hub on State Street at 4 p.m. The former New York City mayor is also expected to meet with community leaders during his stop here.
The Senate takes Monday off, then starts here. The hearing, the impeachment case, will start on Tuesday. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the U.S. Senate gets down to business Tuesday in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders was sworn in as a juror yesterday.
I would rather be in Iowa today. There's a caucus there in 2.5 weeks.
Republican leaders claim Speaker Pelosi delayed the impeachment, aiming to keep Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren out of Iowa to favor the Biden campaign. They begin Tuesday because Monday's a holiday. The Pentagon saying U.S. troops, 11 of them, have been transported out of Iraq, showing signs of concussion after last week's Iranian missile attack. First report said no one was hurt. A state of emergency declared in Virginia ahead of Monday's gun rights rally in Richmond. Governor Ralph Northam has banned guns from the Capitol grounds.
State intelligence analysts have identified threats.
The FBI arrested 3 members of a white extremist group in Maryland, believing they planned on attending the rally. And the Trump administration announcing new First Amendment guidelines yesterday on prayer in public schools.
In a sacred principle of our republic, that government must never stand between the people and God.
The guidelines allow students to initiate prayer outside classroom time and provides for filing complaints about violations. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, reaction to a new temporary homeless shelter in Salt Lake City.
And some much-needed triple team traffic.
Snow falling on the roads, Tooele and Salt Lake counties. A lot of slowdowns there. Also slow getting into the mountains on I-80 if you're going out to Park City or vice versa. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6:05.
You already drive with KSL, so let us fill up your gas tank. We're talking $500 Maverick fuel cards. Dozens of them. It's super easy, but you need to sign up today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com. We're Utah's news station.
It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed. You're about ready to go. One more time, you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile. But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family, and that includes your smile. Nothing cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry. With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000.
Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99, implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
What's my New Year's resolution? I only want things in my life that bring me joy. No more junk, no more clutter. I want to be thoughtful about my purchases and only invest in high-quality essentials that will last.
Come to Shane Company for the highest quality at the best value. You'll find timeless styles with diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and pearls that can be worn every day. Beautiful jewelry made to last. Pieces that will one day become family heirlooms. Like our beautiful styles with cultured pearls in their natural colors and never dyed. Or our diamond hoop earrings. They'll always be in style. Shane Company diamond tennis bracelets are stunning. We have over 50 designs in every price range.
Your purchase is backed by Shane Company's unparalleled warranty. We'll clean and fully maintain your jewelry for life, for free. Your diamonds, sapphires, and pearls will bring you joy this year and many more. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
If you're just joining us this morning,
for the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company. So sorry, Tim.
That's all right. For those just crawling out of bed, you're greeted by Mother Nature this morning. And Grant's been telling us this would come on fast. It would not last long. I looked at the weather app, the KSL weather app. Sun starts to poke out at 11 o'clock this morning. So there's the timing on this. It's going to blast us in the next 3 to 4 hours, and we're going to stay on top of it, of course, with triple team traffic just a couple of minutes away.
Salt Lake City leaders are confident the public will support a new temporary homeless shelter in Sugar House.
The last time a homeless shelter was proposed in Sugar House, there was fierce opposition to it. But this time, Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and the city council believe they need to act quick to get the old DI building on Highland Drive ready within the week to shelter up to 145 people a night during these cold winter months. Councilwoman Amy Fowler, who represents the area, says she recently asked people to come up with ideas to help, and they did.
Every single email that I got back, every single response on Nextdoor that we got back was, isn't there an old building somewhere that we can use?
The shelter will stay open until April 15th. Transportation will also be provided to and from a center every day so homeless people can be connected with services. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
A rural Kansas school district is closed today because too many students called in sick with the flu.
This past week, we've noticed higher incidences of absences, and each day it was spiking higher and higher.
The superintendent says on Wednesday alone, more than 60 students were out sick, which is about one quarter of the student population there.
Puppies come in all kinds of colors, but in this case, the color is kind of weird. When a white shepherd named Gypsy gave birth to a litter of 8 pups recently, the fourth to make its appearance came out bright green.
What?
The dog's owner has named the new arrival Hulk.
Why not?
Experts say there's an explanation for the puppy's color. The manager of a North Carolina animal hospital says liquid inside Gypsy's stomach likely stained the white dog's fur during pregnancy. And in time, regular bathing and daily licks will cause the green fur to disappear. Oh, so it's not going to stay green. That's sort of a bummer.
Doesn't that make mom's tongue green, though?
Oh, I don't know. She doesn't care.
What a great story.
Yeah.
All right, 6:09. Let's get to the bad stuff this morning. We're going to help guide you through it. We're with you every step of the way here. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Emergency Triple Team Traffic. Andy?
Yeah,
here we go.
And it's kind of just closed in on the valley, swept across from the west and the east together. And so everything, it looks like north of about Sandy right now, Sandy, South Jordan, you're going to be on snowy conditions. The further north you go in the Salt Lake Valley, the worse the conditions and the traffic gets, especially along Bangor Highway and your cross streets. 201 freeway yet to be plowed. People are tracking through the snow. The biggest backup is in Magna so far. But prepare yourself for long delay times, and the snowy conditions hit you at about 106 south. And again, like I said, they get worse as you go north. And that includes on both 215's east and west sides. Eric?
Out into the mountains, if you've got to go out there and you're in a semi-truck, you're going to have to put the chains on. That's required both directions now up to Partly Summit. If you're in a regular vehicle, and you're just going to have to be careful. We've got a lot of slowdowns all the way out to Park City and on US 40 because of the snowy conditions. In Utah County, right now the freeway is moving at normal speeds northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Chains or four-wheel drive required for everybody through Sardine Canyon. You've got winter driving conditions way up north. And then on I-15 through Weber and Davis County, mostly it's just wet roads. That is going to change over into snow. You already have the snow falling on the east side of I-15 on the benches in Ogden and on US 89. As you get closer to Salt Lake City, that definitely is turning in from rain into snow and is going to hamper your drive and slow you down. Come see Howie Mandel live at the DeGioia Event Center in Camas January 31st. Tickets are on sale now. Don't wait. For more information, visit DeGioiaCenter.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And it's all about the weather today, Grant.
Well, here we go. It's widespread snow along the Wasatch Front this morning. When it's all said and done, by later this morning, we're expecting anywhere from 1 to 3 inches in the valley areas. Benches will see more. Mountains between 6 and 12 inches. It's a quick-moving storm. Afternoon temperatures in the 30s, and then partly cloudy up to 40 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We've got a texter down around BYU in Provo saying, what are you people talking about?
Just wait.
Just starting to sprinkle there. And right now in Salt Lake City, let's see if I refresh. I'm sure it's colder. 33 downtown.
Did Odell Beckham Jr. really hand out cash?
Sounds like he did.
To players after the LSU game?
Yeah.
What in the world was he thinking?
The university originally said, nah, it was fake money. And now they found out not was the real thing.
Oh, for heaven's sake. We'll have more on that in a moment, coming up on KSL News Radio.
Interesting story next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Know the truth about Utah's tax cut. If you sign the referendum opposing tax reform at the grocery store, you'll raise your taxes on average $510. It's true you'll oppose an increase in grocery sales tax, but you'll also oppose lower income tax, oppose getting a tax rebate for your dependents, oppose keeping more of your Social Security income, and oppose repairing Utah's outdated tax structure. The new bill will fund education and infrastructure. It was studied in depth for over a year before recently being passed by Utah's legislature. Get the whole story before signing anything. Paid for by Sutherland Institute.
Does your insurance agent treat you like family?
Insurance Corporation is programmed to build interpersonal relationships with members of family units. We communicate on a four-name basis with all customer numbers.
Only a human who knows you can create a plan that's right for you. That's why for 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
KSL News Time, now 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new poll shows Republican and independent support for Senator Mitt Romney is falling a little bit, while more Democrats say they like the job he's doing. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, 2 years after community opposition forced the city to abandon the idea, Salt Lake City will open a 145-bed temporary homeless shelter in Sugar House.
Third, that storm bearing down on us. Let's check the roads. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
And we are watching snow come down fast and hard on many areas, especially out in West Valley right now, through the mountains. Chains, four-wheel drive required for Big Little Cotton Canes and Parley's Canyon for all semis, both directions. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning snow showers, afternoon clearing, and afternoon temperatures in the 30s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It says light snow downtown, but we're looking at a camera of the Bangor Highway at 3500 South, and that is not light snow.
No, anything but.
That is some heavy snow, and the temperature downtown is 35 degrees.
All right, let's get our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After initially claiming no Americans were injured in Iran's missile attacks at U.S. bases in Iraq last week, the Pentagon now confirming 11 service members sustained traumatic brain injuries. In recent days, they've been airlifted out of Iraq and sent to hospitals in Germany and Kuwait. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz says the injuries occurring despite early warning systems.
Most of the forces had been in a bunker during the attack after early warning systems alerted the U.S. to the incoming missiles. But one of the housing units was obliterated, although no one was believed to be there during the attack.
Iran's supreme leader today leading prayers in Tehran, a first in 8 years. The crowd chanting.
U.S. troops in Iraq, a blow to America's image as a superpower. In the fiery speech, Ayatollah Khomeini labeled President Trump a clown, who he says only pretends to support the Iranian people. He also warned that Trump will push a poisonous dagger into the nation's back. As to Western countries, he says they're simply too weak to bring Iranians to their knees. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Senators are gone for the holiday weekend following yesterday's ceremonial swearing-in and official opening for the trial that begins on Tuesday. Democrats still pushing for new evidence to be allowed, along with testimony. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
Democrats want to introduce new evidence, like the explosive allegations from Lev Parnas, an associate of the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Parnas says the two worked together to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, and that the president knew about all of it. Yesterday in the Oval Office, the president insisted he doesn't know Parnas.
I don't know him. Perhaps he's a fine man. Perhaps he's not. I know nothing about him.
But video released by Parnas' attorney shows the two men together at Mar-a-Lago in 2016.
You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth on this story. Really strange. One of the NFL's biggest stars now has a warrant out for his arrest because of what he did in the LSU locker room after the college football national championship game.
ABC's Paula Ferris has the story.
Emotions were at an all-time high after LSU's decisive win over Clemson at Monday's national championship game. But back in the locker room, NFL superstar and LSU alum Odell Beckham Jr. taking the celebration a step too far, according to New Orleans police, who moved forward with charges when footage of the NFL star appeared online. The Cleveland Browns wide receiver was issued an arrest warrant on Thursday on a complaint of simple battery after video surfaced showing Beckham Jr. slapping this security officer on his backside. Then appearing to mock him, all while celebrating in the locker room. The officer was apparently asking players to extinguish their cigars, which are not permitted inside the stadium. The Browns putting out a statement saying, "We are aware of the incident and have been in touch with Odell and his representatives. They are cooperating with the proper authorities." Beckham Jr. also coming under fire for a separate incident immediately following the game, seen on camera handing cash to LSU players, a move drawing attention from the NCAA and SEC. LSU initially believed the bills were fake, but later issued a statement saying, "We are working with our student athletes, the NCAA, and the SEC in order to rectify the situation." When asked if the money was real, which would be an NCAA violation, Heisman Trophy winner and LSU quarterback Joe Burrow telling Barstool Sports Podcast this.
Did Odell give you money?
I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I can say yeah.
Wow. Well, simple battery charges carry a maximum $1,000 fine, 6 months in jail. As of this morning, Beckham has not surrendered nor been arrested by authorities, but his reps, as you heard, are telling the Browns that they are cooperating.
So wait, did he just slap him on the butt? Was really that all?
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy that that's an assault case and now there's a warrant for his arrest. First of all, that's stupid. But on Burrow's case, Joe Burrow, he said, "Look, I'm no longer a college student athlete," because he's done. He's right. Finished with his last game, which means any money he accepted would not be against the rules with the NCAA. Mm. But what's
Beckham
doing?
I mean, it was stupid to give people money in the locker room. I understand he was trying to, you know, spread around love, but what were you thinking?
Yeah. The in-depth at 15:45.
6:19, we have emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. And what's going on, Andy?
Well, the snow's coming down so hard and so quick, it's covering all the roadways in the Salt Lake Valley. And some of the worst spots right now are going to be on the west side of the valley, north of Kearns and Taylorsville. It's starting to really get bad along 215's east belt. Just watched a crash. Only a couple of lanes are even drivable going northbound on the east side belt, going up that hill between 6200 south up towards 4500 south. That's really slippery, so be really careful. The snow now affecting I-15 through the entire valley now from Bluffdale all the way to downtown. 215's west belt really struggling going south right now between I-80 and the 21st South Freeway. Eric?
Reports of snow starting to increase from Utah County, especially down in American Fork, where you do have southbound I-15 slowdowns from Pioneer Crossing past 500 east. A little bit of northbound slowing starting to occur now too in Lehigh approaching 2100 north and just past SR-92 heading up to Point of the Mountain. Out to the mountains from I-80 going to Park City. Boy, that's really, really slow. You're going to have to be really careful. You've got snow cover blanketing many of the roads, so you're going to have to keep an eye out. Try to keep your eye, see where the lanes are. Just be extraordinarily careful this morning. Heather?
We have wet roads through all of northern Utah, but now that earlier rain is turning over to snow in many areas, especially up in North Willard, South Willard Bay, as you head closer into Salt Lake City. Sardine Canyon requires chains or four-wheel drive, and that looks like a whiteout in many areas. If you don't have to get out and drive this morning, I'd recommend not doing it. Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature stone to beautify your home. Let 2020 be the year for your new kitchen or bathroom countertops. See 50 new colors in 4 Utah showrooms. Visit bedrockquartz.com. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's see what the 7-day forecast looks like if we can just get through the next couple of hours.
Here we go with snow along the Wasatch Front, but it ends late this morning. We'll actually get some afternoon clearing, but it'll be cooler. Afternoon temperatures in the 30s. Partly cloudy up to 40 tomorrow and a nice-looking Sunday, 42 and sunshine. 41 on the holiday Monday and mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy skies Tuesday, we're up to 44. Got more snow in the works for Wednesday. High that day, 39, and then clouds, 38 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
33 downtown.
One of our traffic texters saying that I-215 on the east side, just horrible. Whiteout conditions, can't see the lines on the road. Describes it like driving in a snow globe. Be careful out there, but thanks for your text this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Do it if you can safely at 57500.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Scott Mitchell and Alex Curie here for Big O Tires. We're in the middle of winter here, Scott, and that means you got to make sure to take care of your car, take care of yourself, be the safest version of you on the road with the Big O Tires. And they have a special. You buy any Big O tire right now, and you're going to get a 3-year warranty that's included with those Big O brand tires.
And they have the lowest prices on every tire every day with all kinds of brands: Michelin, Goodyear, Yokohama, Pirelli, Toyo. They even have their own brand, Alex. And you know what else they have? They have no credit needed financing available. So no matter what's your situation, your budget, they've got the lowest prices for every tire and everything you need today.
Stop by your local Big O Tires. I use the one here in downtown Salt Lake City, but they have locations everywhere. They're not just going to hook you up with the tires. Do you need that oil change? Do you need those new wiper blades? We had to get some recently because that ice scraped off the old ones. So go get your car taken care of and get yourself safer on the road with Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com. That's BigOTires.com.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, I hear your ads for CPAP resupply all the time. What do I need to do to just get that taken care of?
I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. It's really simple. We can set up your CPAP resupply program within a few minutes. We'll work out the insurance for you, and then we'll start mailing the supplies straight to your door.
So you set it up, you work out the insurance, and then you send this stuff to my door. It sounds pretty easy.
You're right, it is. We could set you up today and have you sleeping better in no time. You can even chat with a CPAP specialist online.
So you help me set up the account, you deal with the insurance company, and you send me my CPAP supplies. It is easy.
It is. Just visit us at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
An equal rights milestone is reached, but not with a lot of celebration. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, lawsuits will now decide the fate of the Equal Rights Amendment after Virginia became the 38th state to ratify it this week. A lawsuit has been filed in Massachusetts aiming to force the federal government to accept it to the Constitution, even though the amendment had a deadline of 1979 to reach that two-thirds of states to pass. Correspondent Jackie Quinn says opponents have filed suit as well.
A lawsuit filed by the states of Alabama, Louisiana, and South Dakota by activists who feel the amendment would threaten their opposition to abortion and transgender rights.
The ERA would add sex to age, race, and religion for protection from discrimination. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Disney Plus has only been available for 2 months, but it now has over 41 million subscribers.
Wow.
Can you say Mandalorian?
Yeah.
That's already about 25% of the total number of subscribers that Netflix has.
All right, the market's up. The futures up 60 points on the Dow. The S&P is up 7. The NASDAQ up 32 this hour.
We've got traffic problems all over the place, and we'll check them next on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Emergency Triple Team Traffic at 629 is brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Quickly, we go to Andy Farnsworth.
And we start with the heavy snow affecting the drive all over the Salt Lake Valley. Surprisingly, at least to me a little bit, there's not that many crashes yet. We did just find one on northbound I-15 near the turnoff to I-80 in South Salt Lake. But the snow conditions are worse for now out to the west of Salt Lake City, although it's getting worse in Salt Lake itself. So far, Bangor 215 and 5600 West in particular. And southbound 215 coming down from the airport towards Taylorsville, really struggling this morning. Snowy conditions have gotten worse in Sandy, Midvale, and Sandy Draper, and down towards Point of the Mountain, turning from rain now to that sticky snow. Eric?
Change required for some ice in Parley's Canyon this morning. That's just the start of it. You've just got really slow conditions all the way from the mouth of Parley's Canyon to Parley Summit, and then on to the Wasatch back. US 40 slow from I-80 both directions, down past Jordanelle Reservoir towards Heber City. I-15 Utah County, that's starting to get slow now between American Fork and Timpanogos Highway, and that's a northbound and southbound, of course, but from Provo up to Pleasant Grove and Linden area, that's not too bad, not yet this morning, although the snow is starting to fall. Heather?
We've got lots of snow through Box Elder and portions of Weber County, especially east of I-15, but I-15 itself is extremely wet where you don't have the snow, so you still need to slow down your speeds, use caution. So far, I haven't heard of any crashes trying to get into Salt Lake City from the north, but please slow down or that could change. Start your new year off fresh and clean with a call to Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for just $89.95. Online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together. Let's talk about this storm, Grant.
One of those days where we've already hit the high, all temperatures dropping at this point with the snow showers moving in. By late this morning, 1 to 3 inches of snow along the Wasatch Front with afternoon clearing. And then partly cloudy tomorrow, we're up to 40 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:31.
It's 33 degrees.
Snow affecting the drive all along the Wasatch Front, especially in Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
A fast-moving winter storm snarling the morning commute. We're seeing heavy snow and rain right now.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near I-15 and 6 North with the latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, just inching down the street, getting about 6 blocks away from Vivint Smart Home Arena was no easy task. One of the biggest issues as you creep outside the downtown area is visibility. Specifically, it's just near impossible to see any lane markings on the road. You have to be really careful when coming up to a stoplight to make sure what lane you're in. Now, there hasn't been a lot of traffic yet, also making it difficult because there aren't many grooves or compact snow to follow. Now, I stepped outside the vehicle just a moment ago, and you get a feel for just how wet everything is, and the wind is picking up again. I did see one brave soul on the way out walking their dog, another person riding their bike. Just be prepared if you're going outside today. Nothing this morning is going to be as quick or easy as it is on other mornings. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Much of the Wasatch Front now getting snow, and by the time the morning is over, much of the state is going to have at least a couple of inches.
This is a quick mover primarily targeting these early morning hours. We had some strong wind gusts in the mountain areas yesterday afternoon and into the evening hours, with some of the gusts between about 55 up to 80 miles an hour in some cases. We're still looking at breezy conditions early this morning. It's a quick moving storm. By later this morning, most of it's out, and we'll expect some afternoon clearing, and then the rest of the weekend is looking good.
Grant says this storm expected to leave snow across the Beehive State and into parts of Wyoming, including Evanston.
Meanwhile, we're getting word of some delays and closings. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas continues our live team coverage in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Dan?
And Amanda, our latest word on that is that Granite District is operating normally, but buses could be late. Cache District, Logan District, Ogden, normal schedules, although Ogden says nobody's going to be marked tardy. Alpine District plans to start on time. South Summit, though, will start high schools and middle schools at 9, elementary schools at 10. State employees don't have to be to work till 10, and the state's courthouses will be operating normally. Salt Lake City offices don't open until 10. Live, I'm Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Make sure to check KSLNewsRadio.com for a complete updated list of significant delays and closings this morning.
presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We can now see what Utahns thought of Senator Mitt Romney during the lead-up to the impeachment proceedings. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Morning Consult polled Utahns in the last quarter of 2019 while Senator Romney was talking about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, and there was an 18% drop in his approval rating among Republicans. It went from 65% in the third quarter to 57% in the last quarter. But while that dropped, support among Democrats went up from 42 to 46%. Romney is one of a few GOP senators who want to hear from witnesses in the Senate trial. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the latest reaction from President Trump on the Senate impeachment trial.
And triple team traffic.
Slow going because of snow all across the Salt Lake County roads from West Valley City over towards the 215 East Belton and slow into the mountains on I-80. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
There's snowy weather in the area. Stay tuned for the latest traffic update and reliable forecast on KSL News Radio, Utah's severe weather station.
Up next, at the opera. In Germany, Nicholas and Anna's performance at the Berlin Opera House comes to a halt as World War I is declared. Meanwhile, in Scotland, William gets ready for war and persuades his younger brother to enlist as well. In France, Lieutenant Audebert consoles his pregnant wife who detests him for leaving. As Christmas approaches, the battle rages across no man's land, and William is fatally shot. When the violence ceases, many are shocked by the impact of war. When Christmas Eve arrives, a truce is called, and the soldiers are filled with the holiday spirit. They set aside their differences to intermingle, trade provisions, and sing. But there's a palpable uneasiness in the air. Will blood loss be forgotten or avenged? Will old enemies become new friends? What will happen to the fraternizing armies when their generals find out what they have done? Find out at Utah Opera's Silent Night. So much drama. Kevin Putz and Mark Campbell's Silent Night. January 18th through the 26th at Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
Well, the holidays are over, and now is the time to start thinking about a new year of the RV season that's on the way. On the way. On the way. And if you've been thinking about an RV, new or an upgrade, or your first one, then don't wait. The preseason blowout sale is happening right now with low season pricing like these. A 2020 Bushwhacker with an off-road package for only $9,888 or $119 a month, zero down. Or the new 2020 Salem 177 BQ Bunkhouse for only $14,923 or $159 a month, zero down. Or how about the 2020 Gulfstream BT Cruiser 5210, fully self-contained motorhome, only $61,778 or $450 a month, zero down. See store for details. Don't wait to pay more in the spring. The best deals are happening right now at Paris RV, 4360 South State, or 5545 South State, or online at parisrv.com.
So many traffic texters out there. We appreciate you checking in with us. And again, the timing of this storm looks like it's going to come on hard, as it has in many places along the Wasatch Front, and then be making its way out between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning.
President Trump reacts after the Senate is sworn in for impeachment. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the impeachment trial of President Trump begins in earnest Tuesday after the ML King holiday Monday. President Trump doesn't see a long trial.
Well, I think it should go very quickly. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Well, opening statements expected to be followed by a vote on whether to call for witnesses and documents. Republicans complained the Government Accountability Office is inserting itself into the impeachment controversy. By giving the legal opinion yesterday, President Trump broke the law withholding aid to Ukraine. Senator Lindsey Graham.
They got the money on September the 11th, so I don't know why that interim period of time would be a violation.
He notes other presidents withheld foreign aid. Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says American clowns pretend to support the Iranian people, but would stick a poison dagger in their backs, he says, saying that Iran will not bow to pressure from sanctions. The comments were made as the Ayatollah led Friday prayers for the first time in 8 years. And the rookie manager of the New York Mets is out over accusations of involvement in baseball sign-stealing scandal. ABC's Kenneth Moten with reaction from Carlos Beltran.
Beltran saying in a statement, "I've always taken pride in being a leader and doing things the right way. And in this situation, I failed."
He joins the managers of the Astros and Red Sox losing jobs over the cheating scandal. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
6:39, let's look at emergency Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. And start with you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, the snow really making things a mess. Everywhere north of about 5400 south, it doesn't matter what road you're on, you're going to be driving a lot slower than usual. It's not too good south of 54th, but that's where it's worst, is in the northern portion of the Salt Lake Valley. Traffic on I-15 affected not just by the snow, but also by a crash in South Salt Lake near the 201 turnoff. We've got problems on Bangor Highway's overpasses that have streets underneath it. Those are particularly icy and slick. And if you're going to be traveling along Highway 111, it gets really bad up by where USANA is all the way through Magna. Eric?
Snow's starting to affect the drive in Utah County on the freeway northbound from 800 North in Orem. You've got slow moving conditions all the way to 2100 North in Lehigh. One crash blocking off the HOV lane northbound in Lehigh around Lehigh's Main Street. And Timpanogos Highway starting to slow up too. I-80 into the mountains. If you're going to Park City, expect a lot of extra time. You're going to have to pay close attention because you've got snow all over the roads there. Heather?
Same story up north through Weber, Davis counties, even Box Elder County. And right now, US 89 has worse travel conditions than I-15, but that is going to quickly change as the snow is starting to fall very heavily on portions of I-15. Sardine Canyon requires chains or four-wheel drive, and it's going to be wet no matter which road you take, and some of that will be snowy and icy. Shen Yun takes you on a wondrous journey of captivating stories, magical scenery, and soul-stirring music. Coming to Eccles Theater, visit shenyun.com, S-H-E-N-Y-U-N.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to Grant now in the Weather Center.
Here it is, the storm bringing snow along the Wasatch Front. By late this morning, we'll expect 1 to 3 inches in the valley areas. The benches will see more, mountains 6 to 12. Afternoon temperatures in the 30s. Tomorrow, though, we're up to near 40 in partly cloudy skies. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Last time we checked, and let me just refresh here. Well, we're down to the freezing mark now, 32 degrees.
Coming up just a moment, we'll hear more from the family who spotted the suspect in an Amber Alert case.
Oh, good.
Can't wait to hear their story. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for riding along on a tough day on your commute with Utah's news station.
As we start the new year, all of us at Diamonds Direct just want to say thank you. 2019 exceeded all of our expectations, as so many people here became not just our customers, but our family. We thank you for your support, your confidence, your trust, and as we enter 2020, we reaffirm our commitment to you to provide an unparalleled shopping experience with an even larger selection, even better value, stronger warranties, but most importantly, an even stronger resolve to exceed your expectations. Diamonds Direct, the only jewelry store in America with a 60-year history in the diamond industry, worldwide connections, a vast network of diamond cutters, unsurpassed buying power, and the nation's largest and most experienced staff of true diamond experts. If you're getting engaged or celebrating a milestone in 2020, we invite you to see how this remarkable combination can benefit you. Diamonds Direct wants 2020 to be your year, filled with optimism, dreams, accomplishments, and most importantly, love. Get store hours and directions and shop anytime at DiamondsDirect.com.
Watch the world's best speed skaters compete on the fastest ice on Earth. Join the fast action fun of the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships at the Utah Olympic Oval, February 13th through 16th. With home ice advantage, Team USA will race the best skaters from the Netherlands, Russia, China, South Korea, and more for new world records and personal bests. Featuring 2018 Pyeongchang bronze medalist and defending 1,000-meter World Single Distances champion Brittany Bowe, and two-time Olympian and defending men's mass start world single distances champion Joey Mantilla. The U.S. is fielding a strong lineup. During the competition, enjoy the Legacy Winter Festival featuring fun activities like face painting, axe throwing, and a mechanical bowl, along with live music, food trucks, and more. It's perfect for your whole family. Tickets for the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships are now available at smithtix.com. Find more information at utaholympiclegacy.org.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, the search for pain relief can feel like an endless and hopeless ordeal.
I would try drugstore, insoles and supports.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked.
If you think you've tried everything to relieve your foot pain, you probably haven't tried arch supports from the Good Feet store.
And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, I mean, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I don't have foot pain anymore. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
And the news at this hour is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Visit goodfeetnw.com.
You know, if you had the KSL News Radio app, you would have instant access to all of this traffic and weather information, even if you missed it on the nines. Download it now, thanks to our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 6:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First, we're getting a significant winter storm in northern Utah this morning. The heaviest snow and rain falling right now.
Second, the Utah Jazz lost their first game since before Christmas last night in New Orleans. The Jazz will look to put the overtime loss behind them tomorrow night at Vivint Arena against Sacramento.
Third, let's see what the roads do look like right now. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
Well, they're not looking too good right now, especially if you're on the east side belt going through Parley's Canyon. Virtual whiteout conditions, many areas there. Blowing snow on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley is affecting the drive. Chains or four-wheel drive required in almost every canyon. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning snow showers, afternoon clearing, and afternoon temperatures in the 30s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Snow and 32 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
We're now learning that 11 U.S. service members were injured in last week's Iranian missile attacks on American air bases in Iraq. Some troops have been airlifted to hospitals in Germany and Kuwait following the blast to monitor for traumatic brain injuries. More from ABC's Chief Global Affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz.
The military says the decision to evacuate the service members was made out of an abundance of caution, and they are expected to return to duty. But there are very specific protocols in the military for traumatic brain injury, where the brain is essentially shaken and can be very serious.
Initially, President Trump had said no Americans were harmed in the attack. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. We're hearing this morning from the family in Massachusetts who spotted the suspect in an Amber Alert kidnapping case. We told you about that a couple of days ago. They then followed that suspect's vehicle, letting police know where they were.
Amanda Disley and her husband, Benny Correa, appeared on Good Morning America a short time ago, talking about how they knew it was the suspect's car.
Earlier that day, my wife had showed me the car on Facebook, stating that the girl had got abducted. Now, usually it's a story. I get a story, and then a couple days later, my wife tells me, hey, they ended up finding that little kid or that person in the worst of state. So as I was getting dinner, I looked and I seen the car. But the only reason why I seen the car was because I was going to take a right instead of the left to go home, because I lived behind the store that I was in. But the store that I was in didn't have what I was looking for, so I was going across the street to get the soda. And instead of going across the street to get the soda, the car crossed in front of me. Instead of taking that hard left, I took a hard right. I cut off people, and I got up close to the car. I noticed that it was a blue Civic. I know my cars very well. Everybody in Springfield can tell you that I know my cars very well. And I just pursued them. I had to do what I had to do at being a father, and I just chased them down.
I know you guys called the authorities, you called 911. Amanda, you were on the phone with 911 with the dispatcher the entire time. And what were they telling you?
They were asking me if I can get a plate number and what was happening, every street that I was on. My husband was really frantic, and then it made me frantic. So she was just, you know, telling it was okay. It was understandable to be frantic. Just tell us where you are, what street you're going down. And while she's getting the questions from us, I can hear her relaying it to people, go here, go this way. She was awesome.
Dispatcher
Jackie, she did communicate very well with my wife.
Well, she communicated well with your wife, and your wife communicated well with you so that you could do what you did. But there has been some criticism for some people who said, well, they were running red lights, they were chasing him, and they had their own kids in the car. So how do you respond to that?
It was just an instinct of fight or flight that kicked in, because when we approached the vehicle, we approached it really quietly, and we noticed him. That's when he started driving crazy, and we just wanted to get the plates and get 911 to say, hey, he's over here. But then when we got under a light, we seen something getting pushed down in the back seat. And when you see somebody's life in danger, it's basically, okay, either do we just call 911 and say, hey, they're on this road and here's the plates, or do you go? And when my husband ran the red light, in the video it shows, we slowed down and cars passed and we went after cars passed. No cars were next to hitting us. We would never put our kids' lives in danger. That would never happen.
Yeah, and while I understand it's a fine line, authorities will always tell you they don't want you interjecting yourself into the middle of a
But if that was my
situation.
Kid who had been kidnapped, yeah. I would want them to do whatever they could.
But they had saved that little girl's
they
life,
did.
Potentially. And it's hard to criticize them for that. And, you know, all turned out well in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Great story.
The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:49, emergency triple team traffic. Boy, do we need it this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy, one of our texters did say they came in from Tooele, left about 10 minutes early, got to work pretty much close to the usual time, and as they described it, not a single pucker moment for them out there.
I'm not
there.
Sure what that means, but yeah, there's plenty of things, though, going right now. I'm looking at 215's West Belt, which is getting worse now from Taylorsville up to the 21st South Freeway. Bangor and 5600 West struggling in those same areas as well. It's probably where the heaviest volume is, so traffic is at its most congested. We have as many southbound slowdowns on I-15 between Salt Lake and Murray as that we do northbound. Traffic lights aren't working underneath I-15 at 3300 South, which isn't helping. And we've got Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons currently open, but with chains four-wheel drive restrictions, Eric.
Snow starting to envelop Utah County right now. Just about 20 minutes ago, we didn't have very much in the way of slowdowns, but now you have them northbound from Santaquin all the way up through Springville. And then in Provo, you have one spot where you're going along at normal speeds. Then it gets slow once again as you go past Center Street in Provo all the way up to Point of the Mountain. Timpanogos Highway, snow falling pretty heavily. If you're heading out into the mountains on I-80, expect a lot of extra time, as you might expect because of the snow on the roads. It's hard to see, and so you're going to have to pay attention. Heather?
Heavy snowfall through Weber and Davis County. Watching it just pile up in the Roy Camas right now. Cannot see the lines on the roadways. Definitely need to double your commute time if you're leaving the house right now and coming from the Brigham City area all the way into Salt Lake City. Chains are four-wheel drive required for Sardine Canyon, and things are getting bad on I-84. Updating your kitchen in 2020? Visit Durden Appliance, 5th South Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. And try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look at that 7-day forecast, Grant.
Snow showers this morning with afternoon clearing. High temperatures, afternoon temperatures into the 30s. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow and a high of 40 degrees. And then sunshine Sunday, a nice day, up to 42. Plenty of sun on Monday with a high of 41. Partly cloudy Tuesday, it warms up, 44. And then more snow in the works for Wednesday, 39. Clouds and 38 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Oh, right now it's 32 downtown.
Hey, if we told you we're going to give you $500 in gas, would that ease your pain on the road this morning? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com today to register for your chance. We'll begin next week, and then all you got to do is listen. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's first stop in KSL News Radio. If you're wondering how someone like Utah Community Credit Union becomes the number one mortgage provider in Utah Valley, I think it's pretty simple. They make the process buying and refinancing a home so easy and so relaxing. It can be one of the most frightening things you do in your lifetime when you're signing on the dotted line for 30 years.
And they save you money.
Right.
They save you money because who doesn't want to save money on their mortgage? And if you think about it, if you refinance right now and you can have a couple of extra $100 in your pocket every month, how much would that add up to over the life of your loan? Not to mention making your life easier every month.
Yeah, the couple hundred a month makes your life easier. But boy, when you look at it in the long term, tens of thousands of dollars can be saved with the slightest of difference in an interest rate. And you're always going to get the best interest rate from UCCU. They've got 18 convenient locations, or you can find them online at uccu.com. You are going to love where you bank.
We've loved working with all the experts at Utah Community Credit Union, and you will too. Go to uccu.com.
Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. You know the kitchen is the heart of your home. So 2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit Bedrock Quartz to see 50 new countertop colors for your remodel.
My name's Doug Jessup. I'm with Sage Homes. We use Bedrock Quartz for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons that we use Bedrock Quartz is for their fabrication. I was very impressed with the quality, and we've been using Bedrock ever since, and it's been fantastic.
Visit one of our four Utah showrooms in West Jordan, Pleasant Grove, Layton, and St. George to see all the new colors.
When you're designing your new home, countertops are probably one of the biggest aspects of that home. You know, they're a statement.
And many of last year's best colors are still on sale through the end of the month.
Kitchen is absolutely the main focal point of a home. And that's why we feel it's so important that you do have the right countertop in the kitchen. We certainly feel like we get that from Bedrock Quartz.
2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit bedrockquartz.com.
My daughter Bailey was only 17 when she was killed by a distracted driver. People must realize we hold each other's lives in our hands when we're behind the wheel. There's nothing else like it. When could our attention possibly matter more but when we have the power to save lives or to lose them? And the difference is only seconds, and the consequences, a lifetime.
A message from Zero Fatality.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Payless Shoe Source closed all its U.S. stores last June, but it's already working on a comeback. The company has just emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy and says it has plans to sell more shoes online and will likely open some physical stores as well.
Time for Jazz Notes, and here is Cleon Wall.
The refs helped the Jazz the last time they were in New Orleans, but not this time. Rudy Gobert fouled out in overtime of Utah's 138-132 loss to the Pelicans, which proved pivotal in this game. Replays showed his last foul shouldn't have been one. Then again, he did get away with a crucial foul the last time they were in the Big Easy, so karma?
Mitchell on the wing, picked up by Etuan Moore. He'll take the shot for three. It's up and got it.
Donovan Mitchell scored 46 points in the loss, but he also missed his last six shots. Meanwhile, Pelicans forward Brandon Ingram was almost unstoppable, scoring 49 points in the victory. Speaking of Gobert, Sam Farnsworth and I discuss if the two-time defensive MVP could and should be the MVP for the first half of the NBA season. That's in the latest Jazz Notes podcast. You can find Sam's story and the pod at KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Hi, it's Doug Wright, and if you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to be the newest member of the KSL Movie Show Club. As a member, you'll be automatically entered to win tickets to exclusive VIP screenings, events, movie show swag, and much more. So, be a wiener. Join us now for free. Just text the word movie to 57500 or visit ksl.com/win. We'll see you on the movie show Fridays, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
The game of football is about pain. Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible foot issues that prevented me from really having a normal life with my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have two championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
News at this hour, sponsored by Good Feet. Find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Visit goodfeetnw.com.
Time now for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Volunteers of America Utah helps vulnerable people who are struggling with homelessness, mental illness, or addiction. They are taking steps forward to break down barriers and guide those in need on a journey of self-reliance. Their programs include homeless services, shelter and resource centers, addiction facilities, counseling, housing, and supportive services to facilitate lifelong well-being and self-sufficiency. Last year, they opened Mods Cafe, a job training program for youth exiting homelessness. It's located next door to the Youth Resource Center and has been a gathering place for the community. Volunteers of America Utah has been around since 1986, and today they depend on volunteers to provide compassionate programs that give people hope for the life they want to live. You can volunteer year-round to help sort donations, mentor youth, host a donation drive, or cook and serve a meal. To learn more, visit voaut.org. That's voaut.org. Select Health recognizes the hope provided by Volunteers of America Utah as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59. We've got Triple Team Emergency Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy?
So it's getting worse on I-15, especially as you go from about 53rd south north. And that's also going to be the same case all across the valley to the west. 215 Bangor, 5600 west, just starting to inch along in this heavy snowfall. Tracking on snow, crunching it along Redwood Road as well. As far as crashes go, haven't had a lot of those at least reported yet. Lights aren't working underneath I-15 at 3300 south, which isn't helping things either. Eric?
Snow falling out in Parley's Canyon. We expected this was finally going to happen. All vehicles are now required to have traction devices, four-wheel drive, chains, something to that effect. If you're on I-80, expect a lot of extra time and very slow conditions to get up to first Parley Summit, then onto the Kimball Junction exit. You really have blizzard-like conditions, according to one traffic trooper, at the Kimball Junction, and a lot of snow still falling from I-80 on U.S. 40 south towards Heber City. I-15, Utah County, slowdowns in Spanish Fork now and between Provo and Lehigh. Hi, Heather.
Well, the drive on Legacy Parkway and I-15 between Farmington and about Woods Cross area, actually a little further south than that.